Besides your job, you are a longtime fan of Whitney Houston's.
Yes, I am. You know, I've loved Whitney forever, and her voice is a national treasure. I don't think she'll ever be forgotten. I don't think there will ever be anyone that can touch her talent. People are really going to focus on how amazing, immaculate, and stellar Whitney Houston once was.
Whatever you want, whatever you
Soul Train line. It gives everybody a chance to kind of style a while, and something you might want to get into on your own at parties or dances.
And as always in party, we wish you love and peace. And so, go.
Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave?
Her marriage.
Yes, why didn't you leave your marriage?
How forthcoming was she?
She's as forthcoming as every... This is the thing. When I finished that interview, I thought, you know, she doesn't just sing that song. She really is every woman. You're going to see how... So, and I watched it with the audience. I watched the audience watch her on the tape the other day, and women were gasping. I'm telling you, it will leave you gasping, because you will not believe that Whitney Houston tried to make herself smaller in order to fit in a marriage so the man could be bigger. How many women have done that? I mean, she's done the same thing that so many women have done. I so deeply felt for her. And for the first time, Sean, I actually got it. I got it. I'm in the middle of the interview and I went, oh, I get it. You were trying to be the good wife. She was trying to be the good wife.
I know I may have made mistakes before. I'm
wasn't too bright, and I really wasn't learning. Should have seen it all along. All those sweet kisses, yeah, and those sweet red roses, yeah, they convinced me it was you. I made you, yeah, exclusive, yeah. Now it's so conclusive that you wasn't doing it too. If you tell me from the start that you played around, I would've been fine.
Yeah, would've been fine.
Then I would've been too, and I guess I would've had a good time. If you tell me from the start that you played around, I would've been fine. Then I would've been too, and I guess I would've had a good time.
Something didn't feel right, and I wish I knew it. I just could not see your games. I got respect for you, and you put me through it. Why would you bring me so much pain? Oh, I would still love for you, 'cause I did adore you, while my dolls would chew you. Tried to be so nice on those lonely nights, but I should have figured you out.
If you tell me from the start that you played around, I would have been fine.
Yeah, would have been fine.
Then I would have blinked too, and I guess I would have had a good time.
I would have had a good time.
If you tell me from the start that you played around, I would have been fine.
Yeah, would have been a good time.
Then I would have blinked too, and I guess I would have had a good time.
Inscription on this award. The International Award of Excellence is presented to Whitney Houston by the American Music Awards in recognition of her worldwide success, exemplified by her international record sales, radio airplay in countries all over the world, live performances that span the globe, and popularity that knows no borders or boundaries.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. First, giving honor to God. First and always first in my life, I thank you. Thank you, American Music Awards, Dick Clark. Thank you to my daughter. I love you dearly. Patricia, I love you. To my mama, Clive, Arista. To thy fans, everybody who supported me and loved me, and stayed by me. I love you, I thank you, God bless you. Thank you.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line. If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line. If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line. And the Lord
of my life, I will say, I spent it with you.
It's alright.
If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
Yeah.
You took your time. You didn't think to call me, but here I sit, trying not to cry, asking myself why you do this to me.
You're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face. I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say.
All I really wanted was some of your time. Instead, you told me lies when someone else was on your mind. What you do to me?
What you do?
Look what you did to me.
Oh, baby.
You were someone who would do me right.
Do
until
right.
You played with my emotions and you made me cry.
Made me cry.
Can't take what you did to me.
Now I see that you've been doing wrong, played me all along, and made a fool.
Of you every step of the way. And bittersweet memory. that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
My secretary used to play that song in her office, I Will Always Love You, over and over and over. She was going through a thing. I guess so. She played it until that was just over the bill. It was just unbelievable.
You will play it when you're going through a thing.
When you're going through a thing? Yeah. Uh-huh. It will work on you when you're going through a thing. Is that your favorite song of all times, of yourself singing?
I don't know. It's probably one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I think The Greatest Love of All was my favorite.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Take from me, they can't take away my.
teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's
everybody who supported me and loved me and stayed by me. I love you. I thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Hit the heavy hitter up online at www.lonnieb.com.